If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. The Bible says, "Now there was a certain man of Ramathiah Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Joram, the son of Eli, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Paniah. And Paniah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Paniah his wife and to all her sons and her daughter portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden and remember me, and not forget thine handmaiden, but wilt give unto thine handmaiden a man-child, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunk. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they arose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house, to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah, and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou hast weaned him, only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until he was weaned. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thou so liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. I want to preach this morning on this thought, a godly woman, a godly woman, a godly mother. Amen. Praise God. And we see this here playing out, and we see God touching on this lady Hannah's heart. And the Bible says that she was barren and couldn't have a child, but she wanted one so bad. But the Bible says that this man, her husband, Elkanah, he was a man of God. He was a man that followed the Lord and led his household in the way of God. Amen. He was one that was faithful to the Lord, and he was leading them in a faithful way. And we see as it come time to go up for the yearly offering and the sacrifices at Shiloh, which was where the tabernacle was, where the men were required to go up every year. And we see that they begin to go up, and Elkanah, he gathers up his family like he would do, and they were going to go up with him. And I think what a blessing is that Elkanah took care of it. He gave his family some things to offer, amen, some things that they could bring to the Lord. I will say, glory be God, I thank God for some things that we can bring to the Lord, some things that we can bring before him and offer to him for his goodness to us. He's been so good to us, praise God, we ought to offer something back for what he's already done. Amen. The blessed hope and the promise that we have in him. So he gave them some things off. He gave them some something, praise God, that they could give to the Lord. But the Bible tells us here that he gave Hannah, if you would, a double portion. Amen. Why? Because Elkanah, he loved Hannah. Amen. He loved her with all his heart. She had earned that respect from her husband. Amen. She had learned that. She had earned that love. She had earned that respect. Praise God. She had earned that from her husband because she stood faithful to the things of God. She wasn't ashamed of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad there's a lot of folks, amen, that's ashamed of the Lord. I'm glad we're not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad we can lift up his name and proclaim that there is a God and his name Jesus, amen, who come and lived and died for the sins of sinners like us. But I'm glad he come to a time in our life, praise God, that he began to bless us and help us. And we see how God's a doing this even for them, because as Elkanah goes up, praise God, his family goes up with him. But I want you to notice some faithfulness, amen, of this lady Hannah. Praise God, she was faithful to attend to worship year by year. When it was time to go up, praise God, she was ready and anxious to go before the Lord. I don't know about you, but I believe it's saying soon coming to an end, as it's coming to a close, and I'm excited about going up, amen, to worship my Lord forever and ever in the presence of a thrice holy God. I'm ready to worship him, amen. When I come to this place, I'm ready to worship him. When I'm out in the world, praise God, I'm ready to worship him. When I'm out, when I'm not in the world, praise God, but when I'm in my place of abode, I'm ready to worship him. I'm glad, praise God, that she had a heart that was ready to worship. Amen. And said he went, in verse 7 said, as he did so year by year, went she up to the house of the Lord. Amen. So year by year, praise God, she went up to worship God, to bring her petitions before the Lord. I want to say, praise God, what about this woman, Hannah? She was a woman that was faithful. She is a woman faithful to the tenants of the house of God. She was faithful in her prayers. Amen. She never gave up. Amen. She kept praying year after year that God would have mercy on her, that God would remember her. Amen. She longed to be mother. You know what's sad in the world today? We've got people that can be mothers, but they don't want to be. Amen. They bring children in this world, but they don't want to be mamas. They don't want to be mothers. They don't want to take responsibility. Amen. I want to say, praise God, being a mama is a great responsibility. Amen. Taking on that responsibility is something, praise God, that should not be shunned but should be cherished. The Bible says children are a heritage of the Lord. Yeah. Amen. So the Bible said that she went up faithfully, praise God, year by year. She went up, praise God, to offer up the things of God. But she said as she went up, said there was some persecution. Amen. There was some people that would come along beside her and make her want to doubt. You ever have people that come along beside you and make you want to doubt what you're able to do, most of all, what God's able to do for you? Amen. I want to say he can do great and mighty things if we'll let him. If we'll come in faith, believe, and praise God, he can help us overcome all them obstacles that we face. Praise the Lord. In verse 6, that her adversary also provoked her sore. Amen. I want to say, praise God, hey, we've got an adversary this morning. Amen. You've got an adversary this morning, and his name is the devil and Satan and Lucifer and old Slewfoot, praise God, that would like to destroy and tear down. We're living in a world, praise God, that's our adversary today. The world don't like what we stand for. The world don't like what you stand for, praise God. I'm glad. I don't care what the world thinks. I just care what God thinks. Amen. Praise God, it's up to us to stay with the stuff. Praise God, realize that God Almighty is still on the throne. But she said that persecution, year by year. Amen. That persecution was persistent. Amen. The devil ain't going to... Hey, listen, the devil's come too far in destroying and tearing up and tearing down. He's not going to quit now. He's going to continue to tear up and tear down and destroy. Amen. Until we're taken out of here, taken away from him. Because we have that blessed hope. One day in a little while, praise God, listen, mama's, daddy, grandma's, grandpa, we're going to be snatched out of here to go be with the Lord, taken out of this mess. Yeah. Amen. I don't know about you, I get excited when I think about that. Yeah. I'm excited about it because persecution is on every hand. The discouragement is everywhere that you look, but I'm glad I've got an encouraging God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm encouraged by what He's already accomplished.
Yeah.
And when we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He brings us way beyond ourselves and puts us on a separate plane from everything else that's living around us. And He gives us that blessed hope. But the persecution came. It provoked her. And she wept and did not eat. Amen. Said she wept. It broke her heart. Her heart was broken for that she could not have. Her heart was broken for the persecution that was on her. It was because of doubt that the world and the things was trying to put upon her. Amen. But the Bible said in verse 10, she was in bitterness of soul. Amen. The persecution that was on her, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. But I want to say, praise God, you know what persecution did? Persecution brought her to her knees. Amen. Persecution brought this mother to be, praise God, to her knees, and she fell upon her face and she cried out to God. Amen. She began to talk to the Lord. Amen. She began to bring her prayers, her supplications before a thrice holy God. When persecution was sore, when doubt was trying to creep in, praise God, she talked to God.
Amen.
Now let me just tell you something she didn't do. Brother Robert, she didn't go talk to her neighbors. Amen? Are you hearing me this morning? She didn't go talk to her neighbors. Say, what do you think about this? What do you think? She didn't go on Facebook and put all her stuff out there. Say, oh, you ought to feel sorry for me. Oh, I'm so pitiful. People's talking about me because of I'm barren, because I can't have children. Oh, what do people think so badly of me? No, she didn't. She didn't talk to people. She didn't talk to her neighbor. She didn't put her garbage out there for all the people to see. Praise God, she took it to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. She began to cry out to God and say, oh God, have mercy on me. Amen. Persecution, she wept sore, praise God. And she said, oh God, have mercy on me. Help me. Amen. Praise God, that's what needs to happen, praise God. And she didn't talk to her neighbor, she didn't talk to people, but she talked to God, and she talked to God about her children. You say, well, preacher, she couldn't do that because she was barren. She didn't have none. But praise God, she was expecting till God did. Amen. She wasn't expecting yet, but praise God, she was expecting already. Amen. She'd been up there, she'd been there and done this, praise God, and she was expecting God to hear her prayers and her supplications as she began to ask of God on behalf of her children.
Amen.
Lord to God, if we could get a hold of that and realize, praise God, amen, your children may already be here, they may be growing up, they may be gone, grown and gone, but praise God, we can still lift them up to God.
Amen.
Amen. Prayers and supplications for our children that God can move upon them. Amen. So she didn't talk to the neighbors about it. She talked to God about her children. Lift them up. Amen. He talked about how he would be raised. Praise God. Amen. He said, and she says, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child. Praise God. He said, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Amen. She said, hey, listen, Lord said, if you'll give me a man child, if you'll give me a youngin', praise God, I'll raise him up for your glory. She said, I'll give him to you all. Now, you got to remember that Elkanah, he was part of the Levitical priesthood. And as a Levite, it was their responsibility from the time they were 25 to 50 to serve in the tabernacle. Amen? It was their responsibility. They had to do that. They couldn't get out of it. But she said, Lord God, if you'll give me a son, because she said, I'm going to have him serve you all the days of his life. She said, I'm going to plant something in him, praise God, that'll be so real. Glory to God. He won't have to wait till he's 25.
Amen.
I think what happens a lot of times, we try to wait till they get a little bit older so we can explain our religion to them. But praise God, that's all we've got is a form and a passion when we need the real thing in us. Amen. Well, we ought to search our heart this morning, see how close we are to God. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know? Where's your confidence in? Amen. Who is your confidence in? You say, well, preacher, I try to do the best I can. Well, I see who your confidence is in. I want to say, praise God, you'll be let down. You won't make it too far if you try to do the best you can. But praise God, when we try to do the best that God will help us to do, praise God, our confidence will be in Him and not in us. I want to say, Hannah had her confidence, praise God, in the Lord. She was trusting in the Lord. Amen. You say, why? Because there was something she couldn't do. See, she was trusting God to give her perfection. Now listen to me. She said, God, if you'll give me a man child, she said, I'll give him back to you, said a sacrifice. And you know what? That sacrifice, glory be to God, would have to be perfect. Amen. She said, God, if you'll give me a little old boy to raise, praise God, I'll make sure he's perfect in your sight. Amen. I'll do the thing, praise God, that'll make him a perfect child for your glory. Amen. This woman, she was a godly mother, praise God, before he ever, amen, come out of the womb, praise God, she was a godly, godly mother. She had high expectation for her children. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of us? We don't have a high enough expectation. You say, well, preacher, if they get by, it'll be all right. I want to say, praise God, we need to have a higher expectation for our children. It's more than just getting by in this world. It's being prosperous. And the only way to prosper is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He moves upon us, moves in our body, in our hearts, in our minds, praise God. Makes us a temple of God unto the Lord. Amen. A sacrifice unto Him. And she said, Lord, if you'll give me a son, praise God, I know if you give him, praise God, you'll help me and he'll be a perfect son. Amen. Wouldn't you like to have some perfect children? Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God, it seems like, amen, it's so hard to try to raise them and point them right. But praise God, if we'll trust in the Lord and we'll point them, praise God, in the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He'll raise them for His glory. Amen. Praise God, they'll be perfect for Him. She said, this is how I'll raise them. She talked to God about how she'd raise them. I wonder, listen to me. Now this is important. I wonder how many of us ever talk to God about how to raise our children. And I said, look, some of us, our children's already grown and gone. But praise God, we still can need to be that Godward example to them. Amen. Without sacrifice, continually, praise God, trying to be as much like Christ as we can. I told you, I've talked to a fella. Well, me and Bill was talking about this. He said, preacher, I've talked to my youngins till I'm blue in the face. I've tried to tell them truth. I've tried to tell them. I said, we got to quit telling them and just show them. Amen. We need to be so much like Christ Jesus, our Savior, praise God. They'll see Him in us and it'll change them from the inside out. Amen. They'll see the happiness and the joy. The bitterness and the clamor will be gone. But I'm wondering what are people seeing in us? Amen. Help us to show them Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in His power and His might and His authority, His love and His compassion. Amen. That He has for you and I. So that we can minister to them. So that they can see Christ in us, praise God. She said, this is how I'll raise him. And she promised him to God. She promised to give him before he was even born. She said, I'll give him unto thee, Lord. Amen. All the days of his life. She said, I'll give him to you. Amen. But not only does she say, I'll give him to you, but notice what she says. He said, and there shall no razor come upon his head. She promised that God did. Not only will I dedicate him to you, but I'll mark him to you that you'll know he's his. Like I've made a commitment through him, in him. I give you a promise, God. I'll keep my promise. Amen. She said, this little old boy, praise God, will be marked. He said, you'll be able to realize that he's set aside for you, for your glory. Amen. She said that she did. Now what she said, I ain't going to raise him up so people will say, boy, that Hannah's a good mama. Boy, she does it right. And that's a good thing if they can say that. It's a blessing if people can look at you and say, praise God, and see your children and say, boy, they done something right. That's a blessing. That's an honor. But she didn't do it for that, praise God. She did it for the glory of God. He was marked, amen, that you might see the power of God in him. Praise God. Amen. That there'll be a difference in him. The Bible says she comes up there, and the Bible said old man of God was watching her. Verse 12 said it came to pass she continued praying before the Lord. Now notice her continuance in prayer. She didn't give up. She didn't quit praying. Now we've got young'uns out there in the world. We got young families that's out here in the world, praise God, and they need the touch of God on their life. Amen. But we can't give up. We can't quit praying. We just got to keep praying that God Almighty will have His way in their hearts. He'll have His way in His life, praise God. Amen. That He'll keep moving and drawing us and helping them. This is the way she said, I'm going to bring Him up. And I'm going to offer you. And just as it came to pass, she continued in prayer. She never quit. Amen. Listen, families. Listen, mamas. We can't quit. We can't give up, praise God. We've got to keep pressing on, amen. We need to keep bombarding the portals of glory with prayer every day. Amen. Find us a place. Find us a time every day and bombard the portals of glory for our children. Amen. She continued to pray before the Lord. And it said Eli marked her mouth. Amen. Now, I want you to notice this. This old priest was watching her. Eli was watching her. Now, he ought to have been watching some other things, praise God, because his wasn't doing that great. But he said he was watching her. He was watching her lips. But he should have been looking at her heart. Amen. You can watch somebody's lips and you can see what they say. You can see a mama and you can hear what she says, but praise God, when you look at her heart, you can tell whether she's real or not. Amen. He said, how do you know, praise God? Because she'll have a concern, a deep concern for her children. She'll have a deep concern for her family. She'll have a deep concern for her church. She'll have a deep concern for her community. Amen. She'll have a deep concern for the world that she lives in. And she'll lift it up to the Lord, magnifying His name. She continued to pray. The old priest was watching her. Now he thought she was drunk. Amen. Thought she had done been in the ceremonial sauce. Amen. Thought she had already tied one on. Amen. But the Bible says, now Hannah spake in her heart. Only her lips moved. But her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. Amen. She couldn't, he wasn't able to analyze the very passion of her prayer as she cried out and agonized with God that He'd remember her and plant in her womb, praise God, that she desired of the Lord. Amen. He misconstrued, praise God, her passion for drunkenness. Praise God, I won't say if we ever get a true passion for God and godliness, amen, it'll be like a drunkenness. Amen. Sometime when God moves on the scene, He overshadows us and overfloods us, praise God. It's just almost like a drunkenness. Amen. Praise God. Being drunk of the Spirit. Amen. Not of wine. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, where's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Filled up, praise God, to running over. Filled up that you can't express it, you can't stand it. Amen. For God's glory. So it has to come out on you. Amen. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Amen. He said, how long are you going to be in a drunken state? How long are you going to partake of the wine spirits? But she knows what she says. Her explanation, Hannah answered and said, verse 15, now, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. She said, hey, he said, what you're seeing, the passion that you're seeing isn't because of drunkenness, isn't because of strong drink. My passion is because of a burden in my soul for a rightness and a closeness with God, that God would remember me. Amen. Praise God. I want to say if we could ever get a passion or soul for God to remember us, to bring us back, to bring us to a place, praise God, where He could lift us up above all the obstacles that face us today. And there's so many, the persecutions everywhere. But she was lifting up her soul to God. I believe a lot of times we'll come and we'll pray and our mind will be on God, but our heart's far away. Amen. Many, many times the Word of God tells us, God said that your mind was on me, but your heart wasn't. Your heart somewhere. I believe a lot of times we come to church, to the church house. We come to worship, praise God, and our mind, our body's here, but our soul, our spirit, praise God, is far away. Amen. We're somewhere else chasing another God. Amen. Instead of looking and seeking Him while He may be found, where He's right there with us to help us and encourage us. She said, no. He said, I poured out my soul before the Lord. And she says, verse 16, she said, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. Amen. She said, don't count me as a daughter of the devil. A daughter that would partake in wine and drink till I'm succumbed by it, overcome by it. She said, don't take me as that, praise God. She said, it's not drunkenness that you see, but said, it's passion in my soul for the need to have. Amen. What happened to her? What took place? He said, she said, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. She said, it's out of a hard attitude, a desire for God, a desire for a touch from heaven. Praise God that I bring my complaint, my supplication before God. She said, oh God, why have you forgot to remember me? Amen. Sometimes it feels like God's forgot to remember us, doesn't it? But praise God, I'm glad He knows exactly where we are and exactly what we need every moment of every day. And He's there to help us if we'll let Him. Amen. We just got to be persistent. We got to stay in the faith. We got to keep calling out. We got to keep lifting up our petitions that God can hear. So what kind of result did her prayer get? Look at verse 17. It said, then Eli answered and said, go in peace. Amen. Number one, it brought peace to her heart. Amen. When we call out to God, when we recognize that He hears us, and the Bible says that He does answer prayer. Amen. When we the Bible says, John, 1 John said that we know that we have the petitions and we have because we pray the will of God. Amen. We know God's will. And said she prayed and asked Him and said, He said, go in peace. Peace, deep settled peace, come over her. Where the persecution, the anguish, and the anguish of soul, anguish of spirit had been, praise God, was a peace from God. I won't say there's peace in this world, but praise God, there's no peace like the peace of God. Amen. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. I give you, praise God, through the Holy Spirit of God that lives in us. Are you saved today? Are you born again, praise God? Are you ready to go to heaven? If the Lord's living in you, there's a peace in you. It passes all of our understanding. Praise God. But He said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou shalt ask of Him. Amen. He said, you go in peace. He said, I misinterpreted what was going on here. He said, I'm sorry about that. He said, I pray peace of God down upon you. And I pray that God would hear and answer your prayer. Amen. The priest asked, Eli says, hey, listen, said, I'm going to offer you peace from God. God offers you peace. God offers to answer your prayer. God answers to hear what you ask. He said, and grant thee the petition that I ask of Him. And she says this, amen. So we see what takes place here. She says in verse 18, and she said, let thine handmaiden find grace in thy sight. Now watch this. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. So what we see here, she went away, praise God, not the way she come. But she went away rejoicing and praising God for what He had done. He had done promised her. Amen. She had that touch of confidence in her soul, praise God, that comes from knowing that God has heard and answered your prayer. Amen. God hears your... Listen, youngs, don't give up. Just believe God hears your prayer. God's a listening. He wants to hear from us. He wants to answer our prayers. He wants to give us that we ask of Him according to His will. Amen. So the Bible said that she said, go in peace. He gave her peace. He said, I grant your petition. Give you that you're asked for. And the Bible said she went away rejoicing, expecting God to honor that prayer. Amen. I believe so many times we get down and we pray. And we say, oh, Lord, you know what I need. We'll say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Amen. Lord, you know what I need? God, I pray that you just meet this need. But we don't ask according to His will. Say, Lord, if it be your will. Amen. And God, if it's not your will, praise, show me your will. Amen. So I can redirect my prayers. I can redirect my focus. So I can get in line with God. What she was doing over the time, praise God, she had learned to get in line with God. Amen. Faithfulness. She's done it through faithfulness. The Bible says that she was rejoicing. So they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramah. Now watch this. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and watch. The Lord remembered her. Amen? The Lord remembered her. You say, well, preacher, had he forgot about her? No, he remembered the need of shed. He remembered those cries. He remembered those cries, praise God, and anxious of heart, anguish of heart. Pray, oh, Lord, please remember me and help me bear seed. Amen. And the Bible says God remembered her. See, we just keep praying, God. He'll bring up the remembrance of God. You know what? She's been praying for that. He's been praying for that a long time. Pray, God, let's go ahead and move on. God's probably already working. Amen? So we ought to pray, believing. That means pray like we've already received it. That's a hard thing to do, isn't it? It's hard, but I won't say a good godly mother, a good godly father, a good godly person, pray to God, will pray to God asking like they've already received. He said we have to pray believing that we might receive. Amen. You go to praying for something that you know is the will of God. You ought to go ahead and start preparing prayer for when God answers that prayer. Just as if He's already answered it. Amen. What are you saying? When you start praying for them to get in, praise God, get in church, get saved, get born again, praise God, you ought to go ahead and start saying, well, I'll just scoot over and give them a little spot on the pew.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You sit on the end, praise God, next time just come in, scoot over about 18, 20 inches. Amen. And say, Lord, this is our spot. You say, well, preacher, that's crazy. Not if you're a child of God. Not if you have faith to believe. Amen. Pray and ask God believing. Amen. She asked God, she believed God could. God answered her prayer. Amen. In verse 20 he said, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived. So there was a time there when at time at last she conceived and the Bible said, and she bare a son. Amen. It said she bore a son. God gave her that son that she had asked for. Amen. God can grant your petition. God can answer your prayer.
Amen.
Amen. If we pray believing. And she bare a son and called his name Samuel. Because I have asked him of God. That's what, of the Lord. That's what Samuel means. Asked of the Lord. Amen. She named him a name that means asked of the Lord. She realized who had answered prayer. She realized who had given her this son. Amen. Listen, if you're here, mamas, today, if you're here and you got children that's away from God, children that's doing those things that you know is not right, that you've been telling them that's not right, pray to God, just believe God, pray to God, ask Him, amen, just believe in it, God, ask God for what they need, expecting God to answer. So she asked the Lord, and the Lord answered her prayer. The Bible said Elkanah, he got to go back up to the offering that year, amen, to offer the sacrifices, and said, but Hannah went not up. For she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child is weaned. Amen. Amen. She said, you know what? She said, you go ahead up with the family. She said, I'm not going to go up. Not this year. She said, because little Samuel, praise God. She said, I've got, glory be to God. She said, I've got to give him a good start. She said, I've got to build him a foundation, praise God, that he'll be able to stand upon, a foundation that's sure and steadfast. Amen. Because she had already offered him to God. Amen. She said, I've got to give this little fella a good start. How do you give him a good start? Foundation of God. The foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So they'll have a place to stand. So they'll have sure footing in this world when everything's slippery around them. They'll have a place that's constant. They'll have a place that's sure. You know what that is? That's a place they can come back to when the world gets all slippery around them. Amen? You ever go down to the creek? If you ever go trout fish, you ever go to the creek? You got to watch because them rocks, they look like they're just wet, but they'll have that slimy algae on them. And boy, you step on them things, there you go. Amen. You get out from under you in just a minute. But if you got that solid footing, praise God, where it's not so slick, praise God, you can stand. She said, I've got to prepare him a place where he can stand. She said, I've got to give him a good start. I think what's happening in our country today, praise God, we've got so many children that never got a good start. They've never had a foundation. And they're just slipping and sliding all over the place. Amen? They're just slipping and sliding all over the place, looking for some solid footing, and they're looking everywhere but the church house. But you know whose fault it is? It's mamas and daddies, it's mamas and papas, praise God. I haven't told them where they can find that firm foundation. Lord Jesus Christ. She said, I will not go up until the child is weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord. Now watch this, and there abide forever. Amen. She said, when I bring him, said, praise God, I'm bringing him to God forever. She said, I'm going to give him a firmness of foundation. And her husband, now watch this, he gives her some direction. And Elkanah, her husband said unto her, do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou hast weaned him. But now watch what he said. She said, only the Lord establish his word. Amen. He said that word will be established in him. Amen. God's word will be established in little Samuel, and Samuel will be established in the word. Amen. You don't get no better than that. When we establish in the word, the Bible says what the Proverbs would bring up a child the way that he should go, not the way they would go. The way that they would go is the way of the flesh. But the way they should go, he said, when they're old, they'll not depart from it. He said, they'll have a place to come back. They'll have a place of solidness, of soundness, a place where they can live. Amen. He said, only the Lord establish. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until he was weaned. And when he was weaned, now watch what takes place. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, and she took all the offerings and sacrifices that's made for a man child. And they slew a bullock, and they brought the child to Eli. And the Bible says the child was young. He wasn't a baby no more. Amen. She had brought him up to a place that he could be beneficial, that he could be a help to others. Amen. You know, you can do that to a child when he's pretty young. If we teach him to respect and love one another, to offer to be a help and not a hindrance. Amen. And the Bible says that they slew the bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh, my Lord. Now watch this, and I'm just about finished. And she said, oh, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. Amen. So she said, I'm that woman that was here that you thought was a drunkard. Amen. But I was praying in the anguish of my heart, bringing my supplications, my prayers before God. And I was begging God for a son. Said, you remember that? Amen. She said, I made a vow. So I'm the one that made a vow that if God had given me a son, I'd lend him to the Lord. I'd give him back. Stirred him. Probably Eli done forgot all about that. He had done forgot. See, they wouldn't have been nobody to hold her accountable but God. Amen. She prayed to God. When it's all said and done, mamas, they may not be nobody to hold you accountable, but God will. God will hold us accountable what we do, how we live, how we act, and how we react. And she had made a promise. Amen. She remembered her promise, and she had made that vow. He said, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Amen. She said, I prayed for this child, and God gave me a child. He gave me this son. He said, therefore, also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. Amen. Did you see that? Not just a Levitical priesthood, not just from 25 to 50. She said, from now and forever, he's God's. Amen. Boy, if we could, a lot of times we'll come and we'll dedicate these little babies, but what are we really dedicating them to? We ought to be dedicating to the Lord, praise God, that God would take them and take them forever and lead them and guide them and grow them and direct them, put their focus in there. So what she said, God gave me a son. Amen. She said, I prayed, man of God, I prayed and God gave me a son. But she says, I'm going to give God a Samuel. Amen. God gave me a son, but I'm going to give him a Samuel. You say, what was so special about Samuel? The Bible says that Samuel was a prophet, he was a priest, and he was a judge. He done all those. He was even a general at one point, commanding the armies, praise God. He was all those things, praise God. God gave me a son, and said, I brought this little one. So I'm going to give God a Samuel. Amen. I want to ask you this morning, mamas, mothers, grandmothers, what have you got to give God? What have you got to give them little ones, praise God, so that they can be given back to God? Amen. We ought to have something that we can give to God for His glory. Instructing them in the goodness. See, she grew him. She said, I want to give him a good start. I want to give him a place of substance. I want to give him a place that's substantial in this world. And she brought up, God gave her a son, but she brought in a Samuel. One that was full of the power of God. How do you know? Because it says in the last part of this verse, 28, and he worshiped the Lord there. Who? It wasn't Elkiah. It wasn't Hannah. It was Samuel. Amen. She brought him. Can you imagine? Now just imagine this in your mind. She brings him to Eli. She offers up sacrifices. She brings in little Samuel and she presents him before the Lord and before Eli. Amen. And Eli, praise God, he stands and he worships God. He said, what do you think about it? Can you imagine the old priest said, son, what do you think? He said, to God be the glory. Amen. He wasn't a little baby no more. He was a young child. But he's able to lift up holy hands, I believe, and say, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. But quite because Mama had instilled something in him that was real. How do you know it worked? Look at chapter 2 and verse 26. And the Bible said, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. Could that not be the desire of our hearts for our children? For our loved ones, our families, praise God, to grow in the nurture and admonition of God. So that they'd have a standing favor of both the Lord foremost and with men. But I'm going to say, if we get our young ones, praise God, they have a good standing before the Lord, I'm guarantee you they'll look all right before men. Now they might not look too good before unholy men, but praise God for children of God, they'll look all right. Amen. When they come in the presence of God, they'll be coming to worship, give God glory for all that He does. I want to ask you, praise God, do you know the Lord? Do you know, praise God, the one that can take our children and make them into what God would have them do? Take your child, amen, that son, that daughter, and make them into a Samuel. Make them into a Hannah, a Rebecca, praise God. Someone that loved God and looking for His appearing, amen. I wonder where we stand today. I was thinking about this. I wonder where we stand, and I wonder where our children are. Are they standing with us today, or are they standing afar off? Oh, God, youngins, listen, we ought to be crying, we ought to be praying, just like Hannah did, faithfully asking God to intervene, to move in their lives, to bring them to a place where God can use them for His glory. Amen.